This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's Valentine's Day weekend, where maybe buried under dinner reservations and last-minute flower purchases, we tend to take stock of our relationships, appreciate and evaluate them. We're going to do that today on the financial front. Is our romance with Bitcoin a flash in the pan? How about taxes? That's a long-term relationship. We're going to start, though, with the Affordable Care Act, because we're getting a clearer picture of how consumers feel about the plans offered under the law. More than 1 million people enrolled in plans on state or federal exchanges in January, bringing the overall total enrolled in exchange plans to 3.3 million. Dan Gorenstein covers healthcare for Marketplace and is here to break down the numbers for us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Lizzie.
We've gotten the latest update from the Obama administration about how many people are enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. What is the story that those numbers are telling you?
Here's a number that really hit me, Lizzie. 62. That's the percent of people who've picked a silver or sort of a mid-tier plan. And what that tells me is that customers right out of the gate are interested in having a product that really provides some level of coverage. Like only 19% have chosen a bronze plan, which is sort of more of a bare bones thing. Mm-hmm. Now, part of this reason is that there might be more of a federal subsidy at the silver level. And maybe the people who are enrolling are sicker. We don't have that information yet. But one thing to watch, Lizzie, over the next 6 weeks is whether the last-minute shoppers are going to flock to a more basic and cheaper plans.
Because people can enroll until March 31st, so we sort of want to see what that last-minute group of people, what kind of plan they go for?
That's right.
The other part of this question, now that we're getting toward the end of the enrollment period, people are starting to have some actual experience with being insured under this law. What are they finding in terms of how useful the networks of doctors and plans are to them?
Consumers have to really pay attention to what kind of plan they're buying, Lizzie, because a lot of the plans that the insurance companies are offering have what are called narrow networks, which are really sort of a limited choice of doctors and hospitals. And so if you already have a doctor or a hospital you'd like to go to, you need to make sure that your plan that you're buying, your new plan, is in fact covering your doctor and the hospital of choice. And so what we're seeing in these first 6 weeks is we're seeing some consumers buy these plans and then kind of go, my doctor's not covered. And so there are enough of these stories out there that the Obama administration has recently announced that consumers have until the end of March to pick a new plan as long as it's with the same insurer and the same tier like gold or bronze if they really want to kind of have a wider network or make sure that their doctor is in fact covered.
So putting a little more maneuverability in there, maybe.
That's right. And, you know, consumers, I think everybody sort of recognizes that there needs to be in year one some degree of flexibility here. This is a very complicated thing. People are trying to figure it out. And let's be honest, the insurers want this to work for consumers. The federal government wants this to work for consumers. So everybody's trying to tweak the edges to make sure that people are getting the best health insurance plan possible.
All right, let's get into one of the interesting philosophical questions here. A report from the Congressional Budget Office that came out saying the equivalent of more than 2 million full-time jobs could be lost due to the Affordable Care Act. And this is one of those statistics that just sort of blows up in Washington. But let's explain it, because any big social welfare program creates incentives, disincentives. Break it down for us. What does that mean in terms of how it influences how people choose to work?
One of the unfortunate things about the Affordable Care Act is it's so politicized, it's really kind of sometimes hard to make the forest for the trees. And I think that puts a lot of pressure on consumers to really kind of figure out what's going on when they hear little snips and snaps of news here and there. But I think that what the CBO found is that basically by having an alternative, you know, most of us get insurance through our jobs. But now because you've got the Affordable Care Act in place, people can go on and shop in these exchanges. You don't actually have to have work. You don't have to have a job to get insurance. So there's an affordable way to get coverage. And so what the CBO found is that Americans will voluntarily leave the labor force. And that's the key word, voluntarily leave, either cut back on the hours or get out of it entirely because they've just, you know, they're 62 years old and they've been hanging on to this job forever.
Or to qualify for some of those subsidies to come in at, say, a lower income point and get a little help from the federal government.
Precisely. So, and it, look, it must be said that the CBO is not, this is new ground. They're not sure. They're definitely hedging their bets here. But one economist wrote that if anything, the people who choose to leave the workforce, what that ultimately does is it opens up other opportunities for all these people who are graduating from school and looking to get their foot in the door. And potentially, you know, the old heads leaving creates a new opportunity for these young whippersnappers.
Dan Gorenstein, who covers healthcare for us from WHYY in Philadelphia, thank you so much.
Lizzie, thank you.
We are a little over 1 month into the Affordable Care Act's coverage going live. It's a big law, and it touches all Americans in one way or another. We want to know what you're experiencing. Did your insurance situation change? Have you used the exchanges? Good, bad, anywhere in between? We want to hear from you. Let us know at marketplacemoney.org. You can send us an email, leave us a voicemail, and sign up to be part of the community where you can connect with other listeners. You can also find us on Facebook or on the Twitters at LiveMoney.